From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The home mortgage crisis has hit California hard. The state has 6 of the nation's 10 metro areas with the most foreclosures, measured as a percentage of total households. The problem is a familiar one, subprime adjustable rate mortgages that homeowners can no longer afford. NPR's Richard Gonzalez takes us to a San Francisco suburb where the foreclosure rate over the last year has tripled.
Everybody ought to be in here. I'm at 175.
In a hotel ballroom in Concord, California, it's standing room only as more than 80 foreclosed homes are up for auction. The properties are sold as is, and a bid winner has to put down 5% of the property price and be able to close within a month.
And so everybody wins in this deal.
These auctions are becoming more and more common, says Dave Webb. He's with Hudson & Marshall, a firm that specializes in foreclosure auctions around the country. And Webb says this is one of 5 in recent days in this part of California.
So the banks know that they're going to move a lot of property, and all these will close within 30 days. And the buyers know that when they go home, they've got them a good price on a property.
Just a year ago, this was part of California's real estate boom. Now it's gone bust, and homeowners are bailing out at a record pace.
They're everywhere, all over. It's sad because the neighborhoods don't like to see it. We don't like to see our neighbors having problems.
In the nearby city of Antioch, realtor Sue Ramsdale keeps close track of this trend. Antioch has seen explosive growth in recent years. Home buyers fled San Francisco and Oakland looking for upscale suburban living with the help of subprime loans.
Just the Antioch, Brentwood, Oakley, Tri-City area, we have over 2,000 listings for sale on the market, which is huge.
Huge because not long ago, says Ramsdale, 100 homes on the market was considered big. Now she says 1 in 3 homes for sale will be sold at a loss or is in foreclosure.
You want high-end, low-end, medium. It doesn't matter. Go up, make a left, go up golf course, make a left, or go right. Doesn't matter. You're going to see them everywhere. You can spot them. Just look for the brown grass.
What's less apparent is the green water, the kind you find in backyard swimming pools that have been abandoned by homeowners. Deborah Bass shows us one of them.
Well, we see a pool that is bright green. There seemingly are probably tens of thousands of mosquitoes in this pool. They're just wiggling all around.
Bass is with the County Mosquito Control Program. She worries that the abandoned pools will lead to the spread of West Nile virus.
Well, we're seeing a lot of pools abandoned like this because of the foreclosure rate. A lot of people are worried about the finances, of course, and are probably not worried about what's going on in their backyard.
Realtors say people unable to pay their mortgages often withdraw, feeling isolated and humiliated. Retired machinist Robert Harrell of Richmond, California, had to overcome those feelings when he nearly defaulted on an adjustable rate mortgage. Instead, he went straight to a housing counselor.
Well, my word of advice to everybody is to just don't be ashamed. Come out and do what's necessary to keep your housing.
That's why realtors and housing counselors advise homeowners facing default to contact their lender early and try to work out a new payment schedule. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.